You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, what up? Welcome to another episode of the Oakland Warriors Podcast. This is Patrick, flying solo. Listen, I just have to talk about this Warriors-Pacers game because it was a lot of fun to watch the Warriors. They beat the Pacers 131-109. And, you know, we asked Steve Kerr to play some of the young guys, specifically Kuminga and Moody. Moody was out for a little bit. But Steve Kerr finally saw the light, as we've kind of discussed, and now he's playing all the young guys. The Warriors, they played Kuminga, Pajemski, Gui Santos, Lester Quiñones, serious minutes. Moody got some garbage minutes. Jerome Robinson got some, he got two garbage minutes. I don't really count Jerome Robinson. But bottom line is the Warriors only played two dudes over 30 years old. That's Steph and Draymond. And if you flash back to the Warriors games against this Indiana Pacers team last season, the Warriors looked old. You know, you remember that? The Warriors lost all three games to the Pacers last year. And I mean, let's be honest, like, you know, the Pacers last season, they were not supposed to be very good, but with Halliburton and a couple of other guys coming on strong, they surprised, right? They had a lot of dudes. And in this game, it was like, oh, wow, the Warriors don't look super old and slow. I'm not saying that this change is permanent, you know, once Peyton gets back, once Chris Paul, once Klay Thompson, they're going to get their minutes and whatnot. But the young guys have shown what they can do, and that's really, really, really impressive. Lester Quiñones, I swear, I thought that that dude was going to get some decent minutes at the start of this season, but I personally think that when Pajemski actually showed how good he could be already, that just pushed Quiñones further to the end of the bench, the G League some more and whatnot. But now he's getting an opportunity and he's showing what he can actually do. We saw some highlights of him last season when he was just lighting it up. The kid can shoot and he's also a pretty willing defender. So you got to love that, you know, from James Wiseman's former Memphis teammate for three games. He played 27 minutes, was only 2 for 7, 2 for 2 from the line, 6 points, but he was plus 12 with 5 assists and 5 boards. That's pretty good. Gui Santos is the dude that really, really, really I did not expect. I haven't watched him in the G League in a long time. I haven't watched many G League games at all this season. But I honestly expected that dude just to be like he was the third guy picked with Ryan Rollins and Patrick Baldwin Jr. last year, and I just figured he'd be one of those guys that would just eventually disappear. But he's getting minutes. He's getting minutes. He got minutes a couple games ago, and he's been getting minutes ever since. 21 minutes tonight, 5 for 8, 2 for 2 from three, and those were big three-pointers, man. Right? Like, the Pacers were making a move, and then Santos hits one from the corner. And then, again, the Pacers are threatening, and Santos hits one from the top of the arc to the right side, right? And I'm just impressed. The dude was plus 5, 13 points, 8 boards, 1 assist. You just kind of love the energy that he brings. And he had a nice lob dunk from the dunker spot. I was like, okay, you know, good for him. So that's promising as well. But one of the most important things is that, you know, the Warriors are playing a back-to-back. These guys all got super young legs, right? Because most of them haven't played much and they're just young. So they were able to go out there and really, really, like, end of the third quarter, I think the lead was somewhere around 12. And all the starters, well, I'll take that back. Kuminga was in, Pajemski was in, but Steph and Clay, they were out. Oh, sorry, Steph and Draymond, they were out. Clay was out because he of an illness, he was sick. So the closing third quarter lineup was Pajemski, Quiñones, Gui Santos, Jonathan Kuminga, and Dario Saric, right? I mean, that lineup was never on my bingo card at all this season. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, hopefully they don't let this lead get smaller than 7 or 6. But they blew it up. They got like to 19, 20. You know what I mean? So I was impressed. I was impressed. But it's also when you see them on the court, they're playing dudes their own age on the Pacers, right? And, you know, the Pacers have good players, but when you're young and you're playing other young dudes, you're like, I can play these dudes. I'm sure some of these guys have crossed paths over the years coming up in high school, college, G League, whatever. So there's no fear there. You know what I mean? And I'm glad that they were able to really, really like stake a claim. That's a huge confidence builder for the players, for those young guys. And it's a huge one for Steve Kerr moving forward, needing to put these guys in games. I mean, you love to see that. Going back to the starters, it's like Steph had a great night, 15 for 22, 11 for 16 from three. He started off 7 for 7, 42 points on the night, and only 30 minutes. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Draymond, only 28 minutes, 8 points. He did have 5 turnovers, but 5 assists, 8 boards, and 4 for 8 from the field. My guy Kuminga, 33 minutes, 9 for 16 from the field. Missed both three-pointers, 4 assists, 2 boards, 2 blocks, some nice ones, 3 turnovers, but plus 20 on the night, 18 points. Wiggins continues his resurgence. I've talked about how, like, where has this been and whatnot, just the aggressiveness. I get shooting slumps, but where were these drop-step spin moves to the basket with authority, with force? And he's playing with more force now. I just don't know why he wasn't doing it before. You know what I mean? Anyway, 26 minutes, 5 for 10, 5 assists, 4 boards, plus 9, 11 points. And this was a fun game. This is a fun game to watch, man. And hopefully, like, Moody gets more in the mix once he gets his legs under him. 13 minutes, mostly garbage, 5 points. Trayce Jackson-Davis, the Indiana kid, the fans were chanting for him. Good to see. 4 minutes, only 2 for 3, 6 points. But it's fun. They got some dudes who can play and play hard. And you just it's promising. Obviously, like, this is one game and not all these guys are going to click like this. But to do it on the road when, quote unquote, benches play worse on the road is an auspicious way to end this, I believe, 4-1 road trip.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, you know, sneak in to the playoffs. That's the whole thing. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens when Peyton and CP get back. But, you know, at least they're entertaining. I said a while ago, or like a week ago, that I've let go of any expectations. I just want to be entertained and enjoy the ride. And so far on this road trip, they have made the ride entertaining. And they've tied the number of games they've won on the road all of last season. They're only 11-12 this year, but they only won 11 on the road last year. So one thing is clear is that the chemistry is better. There is more joy, regardless of some of the stuff earlier in the season. I've said, like, I give some props to Draymond for like, you know, not going off during games on other players or the refs. In this one, he got a foul call, which looked like a clean strip, but he got a call against him, and he came after the ref. Kuminga wrapped him up with both arms, kind of had a smile on his face, tried to slow him down and remind him not to get ejected, not to get a technical, not anything like that, that they need him out there because he is driving this so much. You like to see that from Kuminga, and you like to see just like the team camaraderie and stuff. And Draymond is doing all the right things on the court, obviously, and it's good hearing that he's helping out, mentoring perhaps the younger dudes, especially Kuminga. Hearing quotes from Kuminga, it's encouraging, especially considering all the reports previously that some of the vets were not as open to the young guys. They weren't really mentoring them. They were, you know, not very old, not always happy to have so many young guys on the team. But in this one, it's like, hey, you got no choice. All the older dudes are hurt, right? You know, so fun game. But we'll see how it goes. I did an episode about the draft with the Denver Nation, Nuggets Nation podcast. I'll be putting that out in a bit, but just want to talk about this because it's been a while since, you know, a game has been this much fun. And also, you know, Kuminga, I talk about him so much, but just seeing his game-to-game development is just awesome. And I've always said that, like, yeah, he's the most athletic Warrior I've ever seen in my fandom, right? More than Latrell Sprewell, more than Andre Iguodala. Maybe if Andre was first 2 years Andre, that's different, but like more than the Andre that we saw, definitely more than Jason Richardson. But the thing about Kuminga is not just how high he can jump, it's how fast he is. He is a fast jumper. I've been saying that since his rookie year, because there's other guys that can jump as high, almost as high, whatever, but he gets up there so quick. So when you watch him dive to the basket and take off from the middle of the lane, middle of the key, you know no one's going to get up there unless they already jumped. They're not going to get up there fast enough. You know what I'm saying? So seeing him get to the like a full head of steam and take off, if he gets off the ground first, no one is stopping him from getting to the bucket unless they're like Victor Wembanyama or something like that. You know, he's just that quick, and he has good touch around the hoop, and it's just a joy to see. And also, like, him, his passing is getting better. You know, 4 assists on the night. So his decision making, like, all I ever wanted, all a lot of us ever wanted, was for Kerr to play him and to allow him to play through his mistakes. And he's doing that, and he's making fewer mistakes. And it's also good that it's clearer to Kuminga what his role is. You know what I mean? Before, he was just trying to figure it out, being yo-yoed in and out of the lineup. But it's clear he's making a concerted effort. Coach has probably reminded him, keep telling him, you know, dominate in the paint. get to the basket, get to the free throw line. You know, I mean, he didn't get to the line tonight, but still, that's what he's been doing. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing to see, to have this inside out. Like, the Warriors haven't had this. Just a guy who can take his man off the dribble and dunk it in such a long time. Just one-on-one. Yeah, you can, like, you know, take your guy one-on-one and do a step back three. You know, guys can do that. Steph can do that, right? Or you can, like, get a screen and get past a guy. Jonathan Kuminga can get past some of the most athletic dudes, big dudes too, and just run right past them, and then it's too late. You know what I mean? And whereas last season I used to say the only two guys who can get to the cup were Steph and Poole, and they wouldn't get the free throws because my theory was that a lot of the contact was below the waist because they couldn't get up very high and the refs weren't giving it or they weren't seeing it, that Kuminga can not just get to the basket, he can finish strong. Whereas like Poole would rely on craftiness, kind of outstretching the defender, getting the ball off the backboard and whatnot. So this is an element that the Warriors haven't had. And is it going to take them to the NBA Finals? I mean, a lot would have to happen for the Warriors, but it's something definitely to build upon. That's it. You know, that's it. And that's what I want. I want this team to have some hope, have potential to get better game in, game out. And, you know, not just for this season, but for next season and the season after that. Some people just want to sell the house and go all in on this season. I'm not one of those dudes. Y'all know that. So seeing what we got here development wise, and, you know, it's great. It's great. You know, there used to be a time where like a guy used to be in the D League, the G League, whatever. And they were just like, oh, they're just like a G League, D League player. Right. Or back in the day, they were in the CBA. You know, where the Warriors used to find guys like Mario Elie or Vincent Askew and stuff like that. And they would just be, oh, those are those guys. But, you know, the Warriors, these young dudes from the G League, hey, it's just strictly a developmental thing. And they have some skills. They definitely have some skills. And it's fun to see them because they're hungry and they seem to know how to play. So props to the G League Warriors for coaching up Gui Santos, for coaching up Lester Quinones and stuff like that. And I will say props to Steve Kerr for going with these dudes, and props to the vets for finally acquiescing and knowing that some of these guys have to play. You know, they won't all play once CP, GP, and Clay come back. But, you know, at least we're seeing. I mean, I looked at the box score for one of the games last year in Indiana, or for, there was one game in Indiana, and man, it was Jamichael Green, Ty Jerome, Anthony Lamb, and yeah, you had DiVincenzo, Poole, and whatnot. But like, it's nice that they're not just rolling with the olds, plain and simple. Let's get some youth in here. All right, that's all I got. All right, well, that is another episode of the Oakland Warriors Podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter at Patrick E. Pino or at Oakland Warriors. Check out our YouTube channel where you can watch this episode, youtube.com/Oakland Warriors. Check us out at oaklandwarriors.com, and be sure to tell your fellow Warrior fan friends to tune in and listen. The Oakland Warriors Podcast is produced by National Film Society. And if you're so inclined, please do leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you want to leave us a nice review saying good stuff about the show on Apple Podcasts, that would be hugely, hugely appreciated, and it would be very, very helpful. Thanks. That's it.
Music in this episode provided by Paper Sun. Special thanks to Paul Amardo for production support. See you next time, and go Dubs.